Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 29th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Vibe becomes workplace AI. Google Cloud fixes flaws automatically. Clouds rebuilt for AI agents. YouTube creates personalized feeds. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Mistral AI renamed LeChat to Vibe and turned the chatbot into a workplace assistant that handles email and reports. In work mode, Vibe links to services, shows a plan, waits for approval, and runs tasks. Code mode runs programming agents in isolated cloud sandboxes that build features, fix bugs, and open pull requests. Sessions persist and can be started from Slack in June. Vibe launches in four tiers: Free, Pro at €14.99, Team at €24.99 per user, and Enterprise on request. But Mistral lists usage only as multiples of the free plan, leaving absolute limits unclear. Google Cloud has launched AI Threat Defense, a platform that automatically finds, assesses, and fixes security flaws in corporate systems. It combines Gemini for code analysis, Wiz for cloud risk assessment, DeepMind's CodeMender to rewrite vulnerable code and produce patches, and Mandiant's attack expertise. The system maps environments, scans with multiple models, rewrites code inside development environments, and generates tests before deployment. Google bought Wiz in March 2025 for $32 billion US. The move responds to attackers using advanced AI to turn bugs into exploits in hours. Open questions remain about patch reliability and how companies manage agent errors. Partners include Accenture, Deloitte, NetEnrich, PwC, and 10x.ai.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Amazon has redesigned a core cloud product, the new OpenSearch Serverless, optimized for AI agents that trigger sudden bursts of machine-to-machine traffic. It separates compute from storage, so compute can spin up in seconds and scale down to zero, letting customers pay zero when agents are idle. At launch, it integrates with Vercel and Kiro, enabling search and vector backends without managing infrastructure. The move reflects a broader industry shift as machine traffic grows. Cloudflare says bots were 31% of HTTP traffic and expects non-human traffic to exceed human traffic in the first half of 2027. Databricks, Snowflake, Microsoft Azure, and Cloudflare adapt infrastructure for agent workloads. YouTube is rolling out a new AI feature that builds a personalized video feed from a description of what you want to watch. The feature is available in English to signed-in users in the United States on mobile and desktop. Open the Your Custom Feed tab on the homepage and enter a prompt such as, "Help me unwind with guided meditations under 10 minutes," or "Deep dive tech podcasts about AI," to generate a curated feed you can pin to your homepage. Prompts can be edited. YouTube requires search and watch history to be enabled, and you can report problems via the three-dot menu by selecting "Something wrong?" That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.